Hare Krishna. So Krishna has elaborately discussed, in fact elaborately revealed about how he is the essence of everything. So many things Krishna described in the last few verses. Now Krishna is going to summarize all of that in one verse in shloka number 12. Echaiva sattvika bhava rajasastamashaschaye matta eveti tan vidhi natvaham te shutemai. So here Krishna is saying, vidhi, know that echaiva sattvika bhava rajasastamashaschaye. Know that bhava, all states of being, are let them be in sattvika, that is goodness, or rajasaha, that is passion, or tamasaha, in ignorance. They are matta eva, they are manifested by my energy. And then he is saying, iti tan natva aham teshu te mai, that I am not under these three modes of material nature, but they are within me. So basically Krishna is saying that all that exists in this world under the three modes of material nature, I am the origin. And I am not under them, but they are within me. So here Krishna has made a very, very strong point, which talks about the actual position of Krishna. Let's try to understand this in a much more deeper way. Here it is said in the purport that all material activities in the world are being conducted under the three modes of material nature. Although these material modes of nature are emanations from Supreme Lord Krishna, he is not subject to them. So these three modes of material nature, this topic is elaborately spoken by Krishna in the future chapters, we'll see, especially in chapter number 14. So now, here in this particular purport, only superficially we'll try to understand. So three modes of material nature are basically like the mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. So these are the three modes. Now in the mode of goodness, the person is bound. The person is bound by happiness, sense and mind control, and other similar good things. But he's still bound because he's satisfied to be here in this world. The person in the mode of passion, he is bound. He is bound by lust and pride. He is more of a person who asks this question before doing any work. What's in it for me? So he sees the result. He is result-oriented, fruitive mentality. And such a person is also stuck in this world. In mode of ignorance, it is very clearly said, in mode of ignorance, people are into too much of lamentation, illusion all the time, laziness, procrastination. Such people who are there, they are also bound very tightly here in this world. So in this way, people in the mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance, all of them, they are bound in this world. And these three modes of material nature, we need to understand very clearly that these three modes of material nature, they are under the control of Krishna. So Krishna is controlling them. So Krishna is not under the control of three modes of material nature. Here a nice analogy is given. For instance, under the state laws, one may be punished, but the king, the lawmaker, is not subject to that law. So the lawmaker who is there, a king in the kingdom, he will make the laws, but then it's not mandatory that he is subject to those laws. It depends on him. He may make sure that he's under the law, or it's up to him. Now he may be aloof, you know, from that particular law which he himself has made. So here Krishna, the independent personality, Swarat, he is completely aloof from three modes of material nature. He has created them. He is the origin of them. But then he is aloof. He is untouched by the three modes of material nature. If Krishna is also under three modes of material nature, then what is the difference between Baddha Jiva, a living entity stuck in the cycle of birth and death, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna? So the difference is this, that we living entities who are stuck in the cycle of birth and death, who are suffering in this world like anything from time immemorial, we are under the three modes of material nature. We are dependent completely. We are controlled completely. But then when it comes to Krishna, he's independent. He's untouched by the three modes of material nature, and he is the enjoyer of everything. He is not dependent on anyone for his own enjoyment. So in this way, we understand that he's aloof from three modes of material nature. Here it is also said, he is nirguna, which means that these gunas or modes, although issuing from him, do not affect him. That is one of the special characteristics of Bhagavan or Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this word nirguna is very nice to understand properly. Many times people translate this word nirguna as one without any qualities. So they say that Lord, the Supreme Personality of God is light, and light has no qualities. But one thing we have to understand, what is nirguna talking about? Guna basically talks about the guna, the modes of material nature basically. So this modes of material nature, they are actually called as guna. And nirguna means the one who is not under the three modes of material nature. That person is called as nirguna. So we need to understand that Krishna is nirguna, not that he is without qualities, but he is not under the three modes of material nature. He is complete with wonderful qualities. But then, here the point is, he is nirguna, he is not under the three modes of material nature. And when a person is not under the three modes of material nature, he is the one who is eligible to deliver all the other fallen conditioned souls who are bound in the three modes of material nature. If Krishna is also bound, then where is the question of he being the deliverer of others? So in this way, Krishna is saying that I am the origin of all the beings in three modes of material nature, but still I am independent, I am not dependent at all. I am aloof from three modes of material nature, and they are actually within me. So this is the statement that Krishna has made here, a very important statement, which distinguishes Supreme Personality of Godhead from Baddha Jivas like us. Now after having said all these things, one may wonder that okay, if Krishna is everything, if Krishna is the one, you know, who is the essence of everything, cause of all causes, then what is actually preventing us from seeing Krishna, knowing Krishna, surrendering to Krishna? What is that is actually pulling us down, which is pulling us away from Krishna? What is that? And how to actually surrender to Krishna? So these questions will be answered in the next two shlokas by Krishna himself. Here Krishna will make it very clear that why a person is not able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and why a person is not able to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the same time, Krishna gives a solution how to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.